95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Choir, in the big chair once again on WBCK for another edition of Coach's Corner, coming to you from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. And we will continue to do that as we look ahead to week five of the high school football season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here's the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. In the game of the week, Penfield hosted Harbor Creek in a city rivalry clash, with the Beavers coming away with a 49-10 win as Harbor Creek stays undefeated on the season. Also in the city, Lakeview and Battle Creek Central each went to Portage and both came away with losses as the Spartans fell to Portage Northern and the Bearcats lost to Portage Central. St. Phil will complete the city schedule when it plays this afternoon at CW Post Field against Bellevue with a 1:30 start for their homecoming. In the area, Marshall lost to Dowagiac 32-30. Marshall had a big lead early but fell in the late going. St. Joseph beat Gull Lake 57-0. Union City knocked off Maple Valley 41-0. And Olivet beat Ionia 14-7. It was Climax Scott 62, Cullen 14 in eight-man football. Also, in other scores in the area, Mendon beat Athens 54-0. Bronson beat Reading 34-12. It was Jackson Northwest 24, Coldwater 20. Schoolcraft 49, Galesbury Augusta 0. Homer 38, Vandercook Lake 18. Sand Creek 42, Quincy 14. And Baroque ran all over Tekontcha 66-8. We will be back with our first coach of the morning after this on WBCK 95.3 FM. Back to Coach's Corner. This is Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Choir here on WBCK 95.3 FM. A reminder that WBCK has live Friday night football every week. And coming up this week, the WBCK crew will be at Marshall. Jackson Northwest will play at Marshall in an Interstate 8 conference game. As for the action today, we're going to be talking about the big St. Phil game this afternoon at CW Post Field. And Coach Mark Pacetti is here this morning to talk up that game. How's it going, Coach?
Good.
We have St. Phil playing under the sunshine this afternoon, homecoming, hosting the game with Bellevue coming to town, a 1:30 start downtown. That's an exciting game to look forward to, and I know the kids always look forward to that homecoming game under sunshine at that 1:30 start. Even if some of the coaches don't like the sunshine sometimes.
Well, it's early in the season for an afternoon game still. You know, we're going to have to deal with the heat, but so is Bellevue. So it's, you know, we're both under the same conditions. So it's just, you know, come out and play.
Bellevue is coming to town. Bellevue is a big team, an athletic team, and that's going to be the biggest challenge for you guys. You've been up to the challenge so far this year. You're 3-0. You haven't given up a point yet this season. It's the first time St. Phil has pitched three straight shutouts to open the season since 1976. I'm not sure if you were still around back then.
You've
been around a long time.
Fortunately, I was.
All right, there you go.
I was, yeah.
But the high-scoring Bellevue team comes in into town this week to try to change that. They're averaging 39 points a game. They had a 40-19 win over Fenville last week. Bellevue beat you guys 40-8 last year on its way to a 6-3 season. But you guys are playing up to your potential this year. You have some momentum and you have some confidence. How much is that going to be worth today for you guys?
It's going to be worth a lot. You know, we've talked in the past about our experience. You know, we've gone through some rough years, but these kids are experienced now, so they're going to see things that they can handle on the field. You know, they might, things might come up. Bellevue will surprise us with some things, but we'll be able to handle it, I hope. You know, the Bellevue, again, we've talked before, they're a very good football team. They've got size, they've got speed, they can run the ball, they can throw the ball. So they're going to give us everything we want. We're just hoping that we can play with them.
Yeah, they have a really good running attack. Their running back, Seth Keeson, who played a little quarterback last year, he still had 1,200 yards last year, 19 touchdowns, being that running quarterback. He's been playing mostly running back this year, and he's averaging 122 yards a game, mm-hmm. and he has 2 touchdowns per game. And then on the other side of the ball, or a guy who plays both ways for you, is their big 6'5" tight end, defensive end, Chase Graham, who's a athletic presence.
He's a load.
Yeah, that's a lot for you guys to handle, and it's hard to match up against someone like that, right?
It is, but, you know, we're hoping that we've got our kids in the right positions. You know, we'll get them where they know where they need to be. You know, and we're going to do whatever we can to, you know, hopefully stop what Bellevue likes to do best and then force them to do things that they don't want to do. But that, you know, that's what we do with every team. We try to force them to do things that they don't want to do or the things that they don't do well. Unfortunately, with Bellevue, they do a lot of things well. So, you know, it's going to be a tough afternoon, but we'll, you know, like I've always said, let's go play. You know, back in the old days when everybody, we'd play Mendon. And we weren't very talented, but we look forward to playing them. So you look forward to playing good teams just to see how good you are.
You want to juggle maybe the philosophy here today in terms of possibly against a team like Bellevue who scores a lot of points and you guys have been shutting some teams down. You'd like to shorten the game a little bit and maybe run the clock a little bit. But on the other side, with your athletes, that might be where your advantage is. You have some good athletes who can get in some space and can score, and throwing the ball might be the way to go. Is that something you've kind of thought about all week and how you're going to kind of balance those two things?
Well, we'd like to get more balance than we've had to, than what we've been, but we haven't had to throw the ball. You know, we just haven't needed to throw the football. And, you know, we've gotten our previous games, we've gotten up big early, so we're not going to throw the ball. We're not going to get up big early. You know, we're hoping to be in the game early and late. So, you know, I can see us doing a lot of different things on offense. I hope we can do them successfully. You know, we know we can throw the football. So today might be a day that we're going to have to do both.
Yeah, you're going to lean on Colt Myers a little bit at quarterback. And that's a good guy to lean on there. His experience at quarterback for you. And he's been lighting it up this year. Really has a really nice season so far. He was good last week and your win last week when you went 3-0. And and before we get too far away from that, let's talk about that game last week a little bit and how impressed you guys were, you guys, as you kept the momentum going last week.
Well, we ran into a team that had a lot of athletes. I mean, Litchfield had athletes. They threw the ball really well, but they have 2 wideouts that really worried me the whole night. And Sawyer Weiss and Jackson Zwick shut them down. They had 1 completion to their wideouts all night long. So, you know, they did a nice job shutting them down, and that let everybody else concentrate on the things that they needed to do on defense. And, you know, but being able to put Sawyer and Jackson out there is a big difference. You know, we don't have to worry about them. We know that they're going to handle. We were confident they were going to handle those 2 receivers, and they did. You know, we talked, you know, they're going to complete a ball here and there, you know, but just come back, play the next play. I didn't expect them to hold them to 1 reception.
Right.
You know, so that was kind of the key for us defensively. And offensively, we talked all week that the game was going to be won by the lines. You know, offensive line and defensive lines. Whoever played better is going to win that game, and our offensive line had a great game. I mean, they did everything that we expected of them, and they just played well, and that's where that game was won.
And another shutout last week. And how, when you kind of look at that, when you look at some of those numbers and having 3 straight shutouts and the first time since forever, Does that defensive coordinator of yours have to get a raise for that situation?
Yeah, I guess he's safe for another week. We'll wait and see what happens after
how
that.
How proud are the guys of that, and how much confidence can you get from pitching those shutouts?
They, you know, it's one of the things that we talked about all summer. You know, in eight-man, if you can force punts, you're doing well, because there's just not a lot of punting. A lot of people don't punt. And we talked about, you know, we've got to make plays in the backfield. And it's like tonight, this afternoon, we've got to make plays in the backfield. You need to put teams either in a punting position or get them in a tough fourth down position in eight man. And if you can do that, you're going to be successful. And we talked about it and worked on a few things throughout the summer on how can we do this. And, you know, they've been successful at doing it. We've been making plays in the backfield, and we just got to keep doing that against good football teams.
It'll be fun to find out what happens with all of that today. 1:30 start at CW Post Field. Bellevue coming to town, playing St. Phil, a big clash, big league rivalry game. It'll be a lot of fun. Look forward to that, Coach. Yeah. Thanks for coming down. We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick on Coach's Corner, live downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford, and here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Mason Converse of the Harbor Creek Beavers. How's it going, Coach?
Good morning, Bill.
Harbor Creek Penfield last night was the WBCK Game of the Week, and congratulations to Jesus Macedo. He was the player of the game for the WBCK Game of the Week, so congratulations to him. A big game.
Awesome.
And Harbor Creek came away with a 49-10 win over city rival Penfield, as Harbor Creek goes undefeated so far at 4-0. And we talked a little bit last night about how it's been an emotional start to the season for Harbor Creek. You played three city rivals, 3-0 so far, against Lakeview, Battle Creek Central, and Penfield. And you also snuck a homecoming game in there in the middle of all that. So it's been up and down. But how worried were you that you'd be a little bit drained going into that fourth week with all that going on? And how proud of you for you guys are kind of stepping up and making sure that didn't happen?
Well, I was actually pretty worried that we were drained last week after homecoming, and or going into homecoming, and eight of our players are on the homecoming court and all the distractions that come with that. And we got out of there with a victory. And then knowing that Penfield didn't have the record that they thought they were going to, or we thought they were going to, even when we saw the schedule, I was concerned that there would be a letdown, but there wasn't. We were very focused from the get-go, and we talked all week about mental toughness, and we know that Penfield's well-coached, and a crosstown rivalry, it doesn't matter what, again, the records are, and I know that's cliche, but we knew that they would come out ready to play, and they did play well early on. They actually stuffed us in the first drive, and we stalled, and they give them credit for what they were doing defensively. It was a little different than what we had thought or prepared for, and our defense had to come out and make the stop when our offense stalled on the first drive.
Yeah, you're kind of a grinded-out game early. You guys did get stopped, and then Penfield was able to put a little drive together to eat the clock, and it was 6-0 at the end of the first quarter, which wasn't necessarily going to be the case necessarily with that kind of matchup. But then you guys got rolling in that second quarter. You put 29 points on the board in the second quarter, and with the help of a couple of onside kicks there, and you talked a little bit last night about how getting the kicking game and getting special teams involved is a good thing, and also can kind of grab some momentum for you in a big game like that.
Yeah, I'll give our offensive staff credit. I mean, defense has been playing tremendous this year so far. They've allowed 24 points over four games, and so averaging 6 points a game, and we're off to a terrific start there. And I'll give our offensive staff credit for the adjustments they made when they saw what Penfield was doing and how they were trying to play us, and deciding to go to more of our spread package. And we were able to still roll up 511 yards of total offense, and we threw the ball more last night. And like you said, then once we scored and we were able to get the second score, the plan all week was if we got up two scores or after our second score, we were going to kick it onside. And we practiced that all week. We practice onsides quite a bit. We have three kickers. All three of our kickers really have taken on the excitement of getting good at that. And we talked all off season about wanting to use special teams more than what we do. The saying is it's a third of the game, but it doesn't always work that way. If you don't practice it, And so we practice it quite a bit, and the kids get excited about it. It gives us some excitement during practice, and to get not just one onside, but two onsides back to back. We also kept that, you know, the other thing that does besides turn the flow of the game and momentum, it really gives, it limits possessions for the other team, so they can't score if they don't have the ball. And, that was huge for us last night.
Yeah, the special teams really came up big for you. You had those two onside kicks that you recovered and gave you those extra possessions. Later in the game, you had a blocked punt that was for a touchdown, so you scored on that special team situation also. Real nice for you to get that third of the game, end of the game there, and dominating that part of it. I think the part you really liked about last night and what you wanted to see a little bit more was that passing game, and you tried to do that a little bit against Coldwater, and Coldwater was doing some stuff to take that away. But you're going to have to throw the ball a little bit more down the road against some of these teams that you're going to face in the conference and possibly in the playoffs. So you want to make sure that's rolling. And your quarterback, Jesus Macedo, had two first-half touchdown passes. And that really opened things up for other things in terms of getting the running game going. He found Dylan Eversall for a 35-yard touchdown pass. And then later on, he found Nate Jackson for 18-yard scoring toss. And getting that part of the game going, how big is that for you?
It's huge for us, and we've talked, and you and I have talked a lot, that at some point in time we will come up against someone who can physically match us up front. And you have to be able to throw the ball effectively. You don't have to be able to throw it a lot. You have to be able to throw it effectively to make deep playoff runs. And so we needed to get better at that, and last night was a big step for that. Nate Jackson is you know, has probably the best hands in the area. He doesn't drop anything. I know he dropped one last night. He says I jinxed him by saying that, but he had 51 yards in that touchdown. And Dylan Eversall is a big play receiver for us, and as a junior, he's going to continue to get better. He's a matchup problem for people on the outside if they try and play him one-on-one. And Jesus threw very accurate balls last night, and the timing was good. The protection was good from our offensive line. And then another piece that's not talked about is Jesus had 30 yards of, like, rushing, scrambling almost. So when Penfield did cover our receivers, he scrambled. And that from a defensive coach's perspective, is back-breaking when your quarterback can scramble and gain yards, gain first downs, and rush the ball a little bit. That's an equalizer right there that teams don't game plan for, and that was huge from him last night.
And the kind of passes that he was throwing, they were quick hitters and slants or quick hitters to the flat, and that's probably what you want to see the most of. You don't want to have long passing plays and try to have someone hit someone downfield. You tried that early. It wasn't necessarily there. Those are the harder passes to complete, especially when you don't have a ton of experience in that situation. But those quick hitters, those slants, and using your kid's athletic ability in that situation and in space is what you want to see, right?
Yep, get the ball out quick so it's like an extended, almost like a toss play. Get the ball in the hands of your athletes. And he did a nice job of that. And you mentioned earlier the blocked punt. I want to give a shout out to Demarion Ashley. I've never seen him run so fast. I mean, that's every lineman's dream to get a touchdown. And I don't think he was expecting to block it. They've kind of bobbled the snap a little bit on the punt. He half-heartedly stuck his hand out and blocked it. And I think it shocked him. And then he saw it was in the end zone, and he was scrambling to try and get it inside before it went out of bounds. And those kids were so excited for him because most linemen don't ever get a chance to have a touchdown like that. So now he's always going to have that. That's and right. Super exciting moment for him and for the team. And the boys were really pumped about that.
Exactly. Yeah, and you guys were up 35-0 in the second quarter. And things were going your way. But then you give up 10 quick points at the end of the half as Penfield put together a touchdown drive and then kicked a late field goal. So that gave you guys a little bit of humble pie at halftime. Do you think that helped refocus you guys at halftime and maybe helped you come out in the second half?
That was good for us. Honestly, we had two. We knew they wouldn't quit, and they made a nice play. I believe they threw the pass to number four, I think, and he made a great catch in traffic. Our safety, Levi Carr, who played really well all game, just took a bad angle and wasn't there. And then we were bracketing him, and so then Tegan Turnbull was on the outside, so we had outside and inside, but they just took poor angles. Actually, it was Nehemiah Wirt, and they just took poor angles, and he scored. So you know what? That's good for us to be able to make corrections and adjustments from there and teach. And then the other piece where they got the ball back with 12 seconds left, I believe it was, and in scoring territory, that was a good situational type of play for us, or series for us as well. In the past, we may have allowed a touchdown right there, allowed them to gain some momentum going into halftime, and we held them to a field goal. So that was big for us to be able to have that kind of a situation early in the season, so that we're not having to worry about it down the road somewhere.
But then, so you took care of business in the second half, and then came up with the big win, and then that puts you at 4-0 on the season, and that's where you want to be. And you're 4-0 on the season, 2-0 in the league, and then you have some huge games coming up, and starts next week with a non-conference game, and then after that, you have a couple of back-to-back I-8 games against the other teams that are contenders in the league. So how do you kind of, you split the season maybe up in thirds a little bit, and this is where you're at, and this is the big part of the season coming up with some important games coming up.
We knew when we looked at the schedule, because they just had changed our schedule last year, so we weren't sure what week we were going to have the bye, and when we saw it was week 5, and we agreed to play Grand Rapids Kenewa Hills. Anytime you're going up to play a Grand Rapids team, you know that's going to be physical. Kenewa doesn't play in the OK Conference anymore. They've moved to a different conference, but they still play football up in that area, and it's still the same kind of atmosphere. We know they play tough, hard nosed football. They have big physical kids, and we want to go up there and see what we're made of and challenge ourselves. And so we wanted to play them, and we're excited about the challenge, excited about the opportunity to drive. I mean, it's an hour and a half bus ride. So, there's going to be a lot of challenges this week mentally for us. And then to come back with Parma and Hastings back to back after that, it's a gauntlet. So these next 3 weeks are really going to challenge us. And obviously we will know where we stand in the league race coming out of these next 3 weeks. But we're excited about the challenge. And defensively, jumping back to our defense, they have just played outstanding this year, off to a great start. And Jimmy Leamy, who's one of our captains, he was out all last year with a knee injury, or most of last year. He came up as a sophomore and ended up being like second on the team in tackles, and then missed most of last year. And it's just, I'm really proud of him and how he led us. And he's almost like another quarterback on the field, or another coach, with the way he runs the defense. And he had 6 tackles last night. Cam Converse had 9. Antoine Westry stepped in with 8. Aiden Miller, another senior, had 7. And then our 2 big fellas inside, Ricky Jackson and Zach Kitchen, both had 6. And so that anytime you can stop the run like we did and force them to throw, we're going to be in good shape. And those guys continue to not allow a 100-yard rusher. And that's a good formula for success.
And you're going to need more from that defense going forward, because you know you're going to be able to move the ball and score with people. But stopping some of these big teams that you're going to face coming forward is going to be huge for you. And the thing that I maybe to think about for this week is, you know all about the Hastings and the Parmas, but these kids don't know much about a Grand Rapids or the kind of football they play up there. They hear about it and haven't faced a team like Kenewa Hills, or don't know what that is even look like. And you've had a couple home games, or you've been also, you know, playing the Lakeviews and the Centrals and the Penfields, a lot close to home. And so the first road game, you're going to find out a little bit about your team and maybe fun about its character. Are you excited about that situation?
Yeah, absolutely. And anytime you're in the playoffs, there's a chance you could travel a long ways. And so obviously we're not in the playoffs yet. We have a lot of work to do. But just like you said, our away games, we really haven't had an away game because we're traveling to Lakeview or Penfield, which is about a 15-minute drive. So we've either been at home or we've had a 15-minute bus ride. So the mental toughness, the focus that you need to have to ride a school bus an hour and a half north on a Friday afternoon, it's going to take a lot. And we know Kenna was a quality program. They've got a new coach this year, and he's really turning things around, and they're going in a positive direction. And we know they're going to be up to the challenge as well and be excited. It's that time of year where it's probably their homecoming or some sort of theme game of some sort. And they like to spread the ball around. I mean, they are, a lot of what you see with modern football as far as 4 wide receivers or kind of an H-back and 3 wide receivers, and they've got really good athletes on the edges and a couple of big linemen. So it'll be a nice test for us just to see where we are. And they're a Division III opponent, so a little bigger than us, and just excited about the challenge and the opportunity to get a chance to play again.
All right, Coach, we'll look forward to that. That'll be an exciting game next week for the Harper Creek Beavers as they try to go 5-0 in the season. And we'll be talking to you about that, possibly win on the road next week, Coach.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for coming down. We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick back here on Coach's Corner, and we're here with our next Coach of the Morning here, assistant coach at Penfield, Chris Locke. How's it going, Coach?
Good, how are you?
Thanks for coming on down here, Coach. Penfield had the game of the night last night, and the WBCK game of the night, and the Inquirer game of the week also, and hosting Harper Creek in a city rivalry game. And you guys played them tough early, and their defense stood up, and their defense has been kind of the story of this team the last couple of weeks, and Penfield's played really well on defense. You guys end up losing 49-10, but played them tough early and stopped the running game early, and it made them do something else. So talk about your defense and how well they've played lately.
You know, we've been working on stopping the run, and it's been a little bit of an issue. I mean, last week we gave up just over 100 yards and lost 10-0. So this week we really looked at stopping the wing tee. We did a few different things. Went to a little bit of a 4-6 look, seven-man front, and did a really good job of slowing them down and then them going into the spread with us having some different personnel. So it made it a little difficult, you know, and we did lose Alex Lutgren last night midway through the first half. He broke his collarbone last night, so that really hurts out on our defense because he's been pretty good out there on that defensive line.
Yeah, you guys made them adjust a little bit, and that's all you can ask for is stop them, and they really want to run the ball, and you guys made them switch some things up and spread it out a little bit, and then that game kind of went a different way from that point. But they scored 29 points in that second quarter, but credit to Penfield that you guys didn't hang your hands and gave up. You scored late in the first half. You had a nice drive there when your quarterback Calvin Pazins found Drayshon Bailey for a 39-yard touchdown pass to get you guys on the board with 30 seconds left. And then you got the ball back right away and with an interception. And then came down and kicked a nice field goal, which is nice to have in your bag to have a field goal kicker who can kick a 35-yard field goal. Garrett Hill hit that one. And it's 35-10. That gave you some momentum. How nice is it to see your team rally there and play strong at the first half when you're down 35-0 there?
It's good to see. Like, these kids have come a long way. I mean, you know, in the past couple of years, you know, we might not have had that. You know, I think what we're doing with these kids and keeping them up and knowing that they're putting in some work, you know, and they're getting better. And we're a young team still. I think on offense, we start three seniors, and I think we have maybe four on defense. So we've got kids that are starting to step up. We're starting to get some leadership out of some kids, you know, and that's really helped out. So
we're looking forward to the future to being bright about Penfield and getting these kids in some playing time and putting these in these big games and getting them some experience.
For sure.
That's going to help down the road. And that experience is going to help right away. It doesn't get any easier. You go on the road again next week and play in Hastings. You play one of the contenders for the I-8 in Harbor Creek, and then you come back right away and play Hastings. And that's a tough matchup for a young team. Both those games were back-to-back.
For sure. You know, the thing is we're hoping, anyway, with Hastings, you know, they stick to that wing tee. And I think what we did with Harbor made them kind of get off of that, and they really torched us, you know, with that spread game on it. But I think if we can do the same thing, what we tried to do against Harbor Creek, against their wing tee with Hastings, you know, maybe we can give ourselves a shot with that. You know, we've got some kids that believe like that defense is really helping us out. So offense is still trying to get that momentum going, but you know, hey, we're getting better every week. So,
and you want to shorten that kind of game also. You want to keep yourselves in the game and then maybe make something happen on your offense, which has been ticking up a little bit, and with these young guys finding their way and your young quarterback. And so if that defense can do its part and keep you guys in the game for as long as you can, then anything can happen. That's what's kind of the game plan, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to that game next week. Penfield going to Hastings and looking to get an I-8 win on the books there. And look forward to talking about that game next week with Coach next Saturday. Thanks a lot for coming down, Coach.
Thanks. Yep. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, down here on Coach's Corner with our next Coach of the Morning here, Coach Brett Vernon of the Lakeview Spartans. Thanks for coming out, Coach.
Thanks for having me.
We have Lakeview ran into a very talented Portage Northern team last night, lost 59-7. Portage Northern has some college prospects all over the field, and looks like you had a little trouble with them early on, and then they kind of got up big with you, and then that momentum kind of rolled from there. Talk us through what happened early in that game.
Sure. I mean,
like you said, they have some athletes. They have speed on the field. They have size, you know. They seem to have it all. Coach Twitchell is doing a great job with that program over there. And, you know, it kind of is the same old story that we've talked about through the first few weeks of, unfortunately making mistakes and helping the other team out. And we did that, early on. You know, we threw two pick sixes, within that first half. We struggled a little bit getting our passing game going. I do have to say, I think we ran the ball pretty well. We had a nice drive, before a half ended that we ended up, turning it over on like the 2 yard line, which we got the run game going. And then that second half, came out on our first drive and we went down and had a nice 80 yard, drive, 14 plays, 80 yard drive, kind of pounding the football. And that took up the whole third quarter, and being the score the way it was, you know, the time ran quickly because of the running clock. So, we did some good things in the run game. We've got to find ways to do better in the passing game, so that everything's rolling.
Looks like Austin Wildermuth scored on that long drive that he had there, and he got you guys on the board. And with the loss, you follow the 1-3. Portage Northern goes to 3-1. And like you were talking about, athletes all over the field, you might have had some scouts in the stands also. Portage Northern features a 4-star recruit, Gregory Patrick, 6'5", 275-pound lineman. It was, had to be a handful for you guys. And then there are some other skill players. They have another Tyus in the backfield. They've had several of those last several years. They've gone on, played D1 football. He's a handful himself. So getting those guys and seeing that kind of talent, that's where Lakeview is aspiring to get to in the next couple of years with your young team and seeing how that is working on the field. What can your guys kind of learn from watching the Portage Northern team a little bit?
I think they see where they need to be, to compete in the SMAC, and that work's going to be done in the offseason, getting bigger, stronger, faster. I kind of mentioned that to our kids in our huddle after the game was done, that these are the guys that we got to compete with and that we're looking to compete with in the future years. And that, obviously keep this in mind. And this is why we're going to work in the offseason. This is why we're going to get ourselves into a physical condition to compete there.
You stay in the SMAC next week. It's homecoming for Lakeview. Kalamazoo Central is coming into town, and they've had a nice start to their season. They can be an up-and-down program, but they seem to have put some things together this year. What have you seen from Kalamazoo Central so far, and what do you have to look forward to on Friday?
Team speed. They're fast, and they're always a fast team. It seems like they're putting some things together this year that they're maybe a little bit better, executing a little bit better this year than they have in the years past. But they've always got the athletes around there. I've said this in the previous weeks. It's focusing on us and our execution and the things that we do, going through that process and getting ourselves better as a football program.
And Kalamazoo Central, with that speed, you want to make sure that you guys kind of possess the ball a little bit too with that running game that you talked to, that you want more out of that running game. And then when that running game gets going, then you can open up those short passes. And that's going to be even more important than ever against the Kalamazoo Central team, and making sure you keep them off the field and then you guys stay on the field. Talk about that a little bit and what that can look like if that's going well.
Yeah, correct. I mean, again, we're still having some defensive issues. And the more we can possess the ball, obviously that gives our team a better chance to win at the end. You run the football, you win games, and it's that simple. So we're going to continue to do that, and we have that ability, and it's just as coaches, as a responsibility to make sure that we're prepared to put the ball in the right places, whether we're running or throwing it, and we'll continue to work to get our team prepared.
Well, we'll look forward to that game next week. Homecoming at Lakeview, hopefully for a big crowd there at home with Kalamazoo Central coming to town, and looking forward to a nice game for the Lakeview Spartans next Friday, and we'll talk a little bit more about that next Saturday with you coming down here, Coach. Thanks for that.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
A 95.3 WBCK, proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Inquirer back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Granger of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Thanks for coming down, Coach.
Beautiful morning.
We have Battle Creek Central went on the road last night and played at Portage Central and came away with a 38-6 loss. And Portage Central has had a strong program for several years and is always a big physical team. And talk about what you faced last night and how that kind of game went early.
Early went pretty well. Coach Enders over there at Portage Central is one of my college teammates, so we do a lot of talking, you know, and a lot of trash talking, I would say. And, you know, early on, I challenged our team not to focus on, you know, winning and losing, but focus on making sure you were better than you were a week ago. And, you know, just we played two pretty good quarters against Harper Creek. We played three pretty good against Lakeview. My challenge was let's put four together today. And so, you know, we started out pretty well. We only had three possessions in the first half, but we scored on one of them. We should have scored on a second one. We left it inside the 10. And then, you know, the third one we punted away. But, you know, easily, it's 14-6. You know, going in, they kick a field goal on the last play of the half, which they really shouldn't have even had an opportunity to do because intentional grounding call should have put them out of field goal range, but it wasn't called. But, you know, going into half, we felt pretty good about the way we played, even though we were down 17-6. We felt like the game was closer than that. And then it just, you know, we come out in the second half and it's just like it has been in a couple of different games for us. Just something crazy happens on the first play of the second half. We kick off to them and we squib kick it. And we have, you know, several of our players try to jump on the ball and it just squirts out from underneath each one of them. And then the next thing you know, it's in the hands of a Portage Central kid running the other way for a touchdown. It's like, how does this happen? You know, like it just, if we didn't have bad luck, we wouldn't have any luck at all, it seems. But, you know, we've had things like that happen to us a few times this season, and, you know, how we respond to those situations is what's important. So, you know, last night I thought the kids responded well in those adverse situations, and, you know, they kept playing hard and they kept moving forward. And, you know, we were, you know, honestly outmatched last night. Portage Central was a better football team than we were, but, you know, again, I keep saying this, but we are focused on progressing each week. And I do believe that wins are coming for us. At the end of the game, the kids seemed to be in the right frame of mind. You know, obviously disappointed with the loss. We've lost a lot of games in a row, and some of our older kids are getting really antsy about that. And I don't blame them. I mean, I am too. But, you know, overall, I thought the kids played pretty hard last night.
Yeah, like you said, you were in the game early, and with Capri Richardson scoring your touchdown and cutting the lead to 14-6, you had to feel pretty good about yourself, like you were saying there, and still down only 17-6 at halftime. And then they scored 21 answer points in the second half, and that told the tale of the game. But being in the game is a confidence booster for you guys and your young team, which we continue to say, but it's true that you have so many young guys on the field that they can only learn by playing, and then they're doing that. They're getting a lot of minutes against some good competition. And Portage Central is a good team. They improved it 2-2 last night and playing a tough schedule, and that was a tough loss for you guys. But making the improvements going forward. And what did you see on defense that let you stay in the game for that long? Did you see some good things there?
Yeah, I did. You talk about 21 unanswered points, but they had to work for their point. We didn't give up big plays. You know, it was several situations where it's third down and just, you know, one more stop's going to make, you know, going to have them punting the ball. And they would get the first down just like by an inch. I mean, that happened five times in last night's game where it was like, can I get a measurement? That can't be a first down.
Right.
First down, you know, yeah. And it's just, that's how close we are, I think, as a team. those are the plays that you have to make. And that, you know, they say it's a game of inches. It really is. I mean, you have to make those kind of plays. You have to stop them. You have to force them to punt. And, you know, we didn't, but we're not far away. Right. It's not like that it was first and 10. Oh, 34 yard gain, first and 10, 22 yard. No, it was, 3 yards here, 3 yards there, and just barely getting a first down. And then, you know, so we were making them work for their drives. But that's one of the reasons why we had limited opportunities on offense, too, because they were eating up the clock. You know, that's how that Veer option works. That's what they want to do. They want to work the clock down. And we only ran, after our first offensive possession in the second half, we only ran 6 total offensive plays.
Right.
You can't score when you don't have the ball.
So you have, going forward, you're going to have another chance against Lloyd Norrix next week. It's homecoming for the Bearcats, and there's always a nice atmosphere around homecoming for Valkyrie Central, and kids get up for that and get excited. And Lloyd Norrix is a team that you haven't played in a couple of years, or they haven't been in the division at least for a couple of years, and getting them back in the division, getting a chance at Lloyd Norrix, and that's something that Valkyrie Central has a little bit of rivalry with Lloyd Norrix back and forth in other sports. And let's talk about getting excited for a chance to play Lloyd Norrix again and get them on their home field.
Yeah, I don't know that our focus will really be on Lloyd Norrix, if I'm being honest. It's our focus needs to be on us, and because it doesn't really matter what they do. It's about what we do. Homecoming can be full of distractions, but it can also be very motivating. And that's where we need to turn our focus to, is just making sure that, you know, hey, all eyes are going to be on us this week. How are we going to respond? And, you know, make the alumni proud, make your teammates proud. Just go out there and, you know, perform to the best of your ability and make sure that you play with confidence. And, you know, obviously, homecoming week, you have one job, and it's to win the game. And that's where our focus needs to be.
We had a chance to scout them a little bit yet. Lloyd Norrix, like you said, it's going to be focused on you guys. But Lloyd Norrix, what kind of things do they do that you want to be able to stop?
No, I haven't scouted them a whole lot, to be honest. I watched just a little bit of film, but to be truthful, like, our film exchange to date hasn't involved any Lloyd Norrix games, so I haven't seen them really like a full game film yet, and their coach hasn't sent me their game films for this exchange, so I haven't had a chance to see them at all.
It's been a while since you've seen them overall, too.
I haven't seen them in years.
Yeah, so it'd be tough. Yeah.
And they have a new coach, so I don't know what they do.
Right. Well, we'll look forward to that game next week. Homecoming will be a big weekend in the city. Lakeview's homecoming, Valkyrie Central's homecoming, and look forward to some positive results coming out of Bearcat land, and that playing at CW Post Field. It'll be a nice show down there. Lloyd Norrix coming to town, and the Battle Creek Central Bearcats getting a chance at that win, and looking forward to getting that opportunity. Thanks a lot for coming down here, Coach.
Yep, thank you.
That is it for Coach's Corner for this weekend. We're back every Saturday at 9 o'clock for Coach's Corner and talk about the week in high school sports. And when we get excited for next week, like we said, Lakeview's playing at home against the Kalamazoo Central team. Valkyrie Central is going to be hosting Lloyd Norrix. There'll be a big night in the city. WBCK game of the week will be Marshall at home against Jackson Northwest. So a lot to look forward to for week 5 of the high school football season. It's hard to believe it's already here, already to the halfway point coming up this week. So thanks a lot for listening to Coach's Corner. This is Bill Broderick of the Valkyrie Choir here on WBCK 95.3 FM.